Yes, it is so good to see you. Good Thursday to you this April 1st, 2021. Can you believe it's already April? How did we get here? I don't know. But, hey, great to hang out with you today. This is Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends part. Yeah, it's Joey Kroll. I have the great joy of sitting behind this microphone and being the guest host on Mark and Friends each and every Thursday. And today is certainly no different, I hope. I hope you're having a blessed week. I really hope you're having a week of reflection. This, of course, is Holy Week. And my prayer is that, well, we really have time. Set aside some time this week to really reflect and ponder really the sacrifice of Christ. Because in all honesty, let's just be honest, that cross had our name on it. Those nails had our name on it, but Jesus took our place on our cross, and he died a real death, and hallelujah, 3 days later, he came back to life. And so we celebrate that victory over death, victory over sin. And so so today for Mark and Friends, we're going to celebrate that today. We're going to have some Holy Week devotions. We're going to have some scripture passages to prepare our hearts, some devotions, and some songs as well. So I hope you can tune in here for the next 25-30 minutes and be blessed in the process. So let's start things off here this morning with Alan Asbury, and he's alive. You're listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday.
Fastened down, I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window. I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. Said they might have moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran towards the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. Again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Perfume, light that came from everywhere, drove the shadow.
Yes, he is. Alan Ashbery. He's alive. You're listening to Mark and Friends today talking about Easter devotions. And it was last year, 2020, the year that I think all of us will never forget. And I found myself being really discouraged and kind of having a pity party, feeling sorry for myself type of mornings. You ever have one of those mornings? Well, I remember in the midst of all of that, there was a commercial that came on one morning. I can't tell you what it's about, can't tell you the premise of it, can't tell you who the advertiser was. But all I remember was in this commercial was an athlete who fell down. And he did something that really got me out of the pit. God used that commercial. Because in that commercial, that athlete fell down and he did something. He got up. He got up. I'm thinking, yeah, I need to get up too. I need to quit. I need to pop these balloons that I'm having for my pity party here. I need to get up, back on the horse. It's going to be okay. You know why, friend? Because on Friday, Jesus went down. But on Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Jesus got up. And because he got up, oh dear friend, every single morning, you and I can get up. We can lift our head high because Jesus is alive.
Seeking faith.
celebrating Holy Week here on Mark and Friends today. It's Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, for years, skeptics doubted the existence of Pontius Pilate. He was the Roman governor who sentenced Christ to death by crucifixion. Well, that changed when an inscription bearing Pilate's name was excavated. And just a couple of years ago, a ring discovered 50 years ago in the ruins of an ancient fortress was thoroughly cleaned, revealing Pilate's name. Pilate's existence in history, dear friend, is no longer doubted, but he could never have sentenced Jesus to death had not the Savior been willing. Because in John 10, 17 and 18, he says, I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. Washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. Been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Oh,
Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6, says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he is always near. He lives, lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good.
Talks with me along life's narrow way.